Please enter your pack number at the tone. Your call is being processed.
I've tried to call him 3 times today. I can't get him. But Barry's been able to get a hold of him. It's the only number I have.
This is Bart.
You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from...
Leslie Maurer.
An inmate at a federal prison. Hang up to decline the call or to accept, dial 5 now. If you wish to block any future...
Hey, you. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing mostly good. I'm sitting in the driveway of your house at the moment.
Oh, my.
Just barely arrived here. I just finished about a 30-minute chat with your bishop. I know Bob is talking with the city police. I don't know if they're here at your home or if they're down over the hill at his house. I'm coming to do a little search of Ken's office to see if they can find some information.
Okay. Yeah, I don't... I wanted to talk to you about that. They would like to go through all of his files and his computers. And I don't want the computers taken. I told Bob to, you know, make copies so that I had them in case they did, you know, file a report or whatever, filed something to go in and take his computers.
Well, I was hoping that Bob wouldn't have just called him up and invited him to stop here. We want to help them all. We can't help them. They've been seriously dragging their feet. But once Bob just allows them to come in, frankly, they can come in and look and take anything they wish.
I know.
They've got authority to be here and do it.
That's
exactly
right.
I don't know how to stop that.
I know, and I know you don't. Were you able to get that information off to...
Yes, and I apologize profoundly for not getting out. You got a brand new church house since you were here. And everyone knows what it's called. No one knows what its address was, including your worthy bishop. And Bishop Washburn was embarrassed that he couldn't give me an address. The church locator doesn't have it in their address system yet, and so, frankly, only the mortuary knew the address for your new church house.
But you got it in?
I got it in. It's
okay.
Not a half mile from your home.
Okay.
We tried to send some maps, some little maps, so Miss Stocking could actually see how close your home is to the chapel.
Okay.
And then little maps so she can see how far from the chapel to the cemetery. And then I've got a little thing from the regional council's office saying that they've been contacted by the staff at the prison, and the staff at the prison would now like me to change my little proposed schedule for legal visits and do my legal visits on weekends.
Wonderful.
And I think that's maybe a wonderful thing, but
it's a wonderful
I've got
thing.
To check with him because...
This call is from a federal prison.
But his family and legal visit at the same time.
Well...
As much as I want to come see you, I don't want to come see you at the exclusion
of
your
family.
No,
you won't.
You
won't. You won't, because, I mean, when you come, my family can just step outside and to go for a walk. And, or something, and...
The concern they had before wasn't just a privacy thing. They wouldn't let me carry in documents if other people were there.
Yeah, and they won't probably hear either. So you can come in on the weekends, and then you still may have to come in on a Friday from time to time if there are things that I need to see.
Well, that part sounds good to me. The letter that Mr. Doretta sent makes one or the other as opposed to both. But I will have that cleared up within the day. My understanding is your target to come commercial air. They didn't like our idea of
the
chartered flight.
No, I know.
And it's still all subject to the warden saying yes.
Yes,
here's
it
the
is.
Real concern. I don't know what they've told you. But I met 2.5 hours yesterday with the deputy for the police department. The autopsy revealed Ken was shot 5 times. 3 to the chest. 2 to the head. This is a professional hit.
We're on this phone, so we don't want to talk anymore about that.
And they're really concerned about your safety.
Yes, I'm very well aware of that, even though that hasn't been said. So there's nothing I cannot imagine. I know I'm okay. They're not worried about me so much. They're worried about one of their officers. I'm going to be all right. They're going to be all right. You know it, and I know it. But that would be something that they would think to keep me here, because they don't like to let anybody leave, and no matter how sad this is, they don't like to let anybody leave.
We have Alan Davis has hired a great security outfit. Your home is secure. Bob's place is secure. Barry's.
Yeah, and I think
the chapel is all secure.
I need
your
to talk
new
to you about
church house.
I need to talk Pardon? To you. I need okay. to talk to you about something. When my family was here, I do not have any grudge against my grandchildren. In fact, I love them more than anything. And Bobby has taken issue with the fact that I was going to have Thomas, my grandson, as a pallbearer, and put him on as honorary pallbearers, the rest of the kids, the rest of the family. Bob's totally upset about that.
Did he explain to you why?
No, he didn't. And
there's a young high school kid running around the local high school laughing about the fact that Ken Balthazar finally got what was coming to him, and he's been killed by a professional Russian, and has made jokes about it, claiming that Ken has been defaming his family and spreading bad rumors and doing nasty things, and he got what he deserved.
Absolutely lies.
It has got Bob just incensed that this high school kid would be doing that, because where does a kid get that kind of information?
Well, Bart, I'm going to leave it at your discretion. I told Barry absolutely not. I wanted my grandkids there. But if that's what's going on, and, you know, I'm going to leave it at your discretion. I am too emotional about the situation, so sad, that I don't think that I would make very good decisions, because when my family said, you need to have your grandkids there, they have done nothing. In the middle of all of this fight and the hurt and everything that's gone on with your family, your grandkids still love you very much, still write you letters, except for Zachary and, of course, Big Derek. But, you know,
that was the issue. Bob said, look, he said, I know Mom's going to hate me for this, but he said, this kid's not angry that Ken's dead. He's rejoicing down to the local high school and bragging about it.
We need to pick him up and ask him where he got his information? Isn't somebody going to go talk to this kid like an officer with his parents or anybody? I mean, don't we need to find out where he would get this? He just didn't just pull this information out of the air.
Our local police department went home for the weekend. They came back on duty yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. They have just now got here to look at your house, because Bob called them and said, when are you guys going to come and look at Ken's stuff? And, you know, so we can use the house. And because what Bob knows, he's watched enough CSI programs, what he knows is you contaminate about a bunch of people in the house or something. So they've changed the security guard, or security codes on your home. They've changed the locks on the doors. LaDonna's okay, and a couple others are okay that Bob and Julie and Dave have approved. But otherise...
I don't want them taking things, though, Bart. I don't want them taking things. They're welcome to go in. They're welcome to look.
I don't have any authority to keep them from taking them if they can.
Well, then don't even have them come over. Why is Bob doing this? You know?
They're trying to find a murderer.
I understand, but I don't want them taking things out of my house. That's just like even more molestation.
We will invite them not to. They've already been here last Thursday and took nothing.
Right.
And so, you know, if they think they can look in here.
Now, Bob was going to do something for me about, you know, the security of my computers, and he was going to have the hard drives, you know, so that they would arrest me.
Perhaps he already has.
I need that found out, and nobody can do anything until that is done.
All right.
Because I told him to get on it. I told him to do it first thing with York.
Okay.
All right. And then hopefully I'll be able to get home. I hope so.
Well, I'm the guy that swore profusely at the police officer yesterday morning when he told me they'd snuck somebody into the prison to talk to you after Brad and I left.
Yes.
In fact, as near as I can tell, he waited out in the parking lot for us to go.
Yes, it was quite short thereafter.
And he said, well, of course you didn't need counsel. And I says, you know what's going on here. You're trying to catch her in her words, see if you can get her to confess or admit something, and then say, oh, whoops, I guess we now have to read you your Miranda rights. I said, we're not afraid of what she's saying, but she's under a lot of stress, and we're not pleased at all that you're trying to trick her in her words or what she's saying.
Oh, they came right out.
If you try that again, we'll own your badge.
Oh, they did come right out and ask me. They did come right out and ask me.
Well,
they did.
This is way more grim than I was making out to you last Friday. When you line up all the dots, it's obvious the guy wasn't the man Ken thought he was meeting.
Okay.
He took your car. He made a getaway. Clearly had a plan.
I know, but we can't talk about this over this phone.
Okay.
We can't. Let's see if there's anything else. Has everything been turned over, like the power of attorney, so that I can keep functioning?
The reason I'm here to meet with Bob today, he and I are going out to visit with four banks. I've already talked to the brokerage houses. Everything's okay there. And then tomorrow we're working on Ken's stuff.
Okay. Very, very good. I'm sorry to put so much pressure on you, Bart. I am so sorry, but you are
I
rock right now. I'm sorry
that you are. I've got the easy role here. He was just my friend. I didn't love him. I liked him a lot.
I adored him.
I really did like him a lot.
Yeah, he's just a good person, and it's really unfortunate. And so let's see if we can find that boy. I think we need to talk to that boy.
I'm going to encourage that. Your son Barry's already called me twice this morning on the subject. Evidently, you tried to call me. I'm sorry, but
several times. That's okay.
To the shower with me.
Hey.
But I will from this
point
on.
No. That's all right. I've tried to call you. And when I don't get you, it's okay. But I know that you've got a lot of a lot on your shoulders right now, and I know you're being asked to do an enormous amount of work, and I am so sorry. But if we can get Bob to do what we need to do today, then things can roll on as things are. I want to keep things as normal as possible. I have asked for Laura to come and live in my home to take care of Posh and Bob,
okay.
Or JJ, and I don't want Posh outside. Posh can go. He's got
this
a doggy
call
door.
Is from a federal prison.
He's got a doggy door that goes in and out. From the thing, and I don't want him outside because he's like a little child. He's like a 2-year-old child, and he runs right in the road. The one place you don't want him to go, that's right where he goes. He heads for the road, and he's gone in 2 seconds.
Okay.
So Laura cannot do that, but I've told everyone, she's got dogs, and we'll put up a makeshift dog run, just long enough on my property, just long enough for her to be there until I can get home. I'm 5 months to the door list, and I need JJ to be in his own home. He wants to be in his own home.
Yes.
And I know Laura can do that. And she wanted to know if she could go to work and stay at work. And I said, no, I will just pay her what she's making. She doesn't have to go to work. I want her right there. She can do some fun things for Trevani. I can, rehire her for Trevani. And she can do some fun things there at, you know, on my computers and stuff if they're not messed up.
This is a good plan, and I'm sure we can do this.
This is what I want. This is
okay.
What I want to have happen. This is what I want to go on. If people will just support and back me for 5 months.
Is there anything in particular you need dry cleaned or pressed before you get here?
No, I want LaDonna to just get out just one of my black smocks that I will wear, a pair of silk black pants with. She knows right where everything is, and that's all
right.
I want. Just black, the black sheet, slit up the side, skirt, and black silk pants. I really should be wearing a dress, but I can't even think of a black dress that I have right now. And people are just going to have to understand.
They will understand. And again, it's a brand new chapel. It's just barely over the edge of the hill here from your home. Well, Dave, it's not a mile away, right? It's only about a half a mile away.
Is that Dave Simpson?
Yes.
Okay, tell him hi.
Okay.
After you get off the phone, just say Dee says hi.
Dee?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, I am having the hardest time of my whole entire life.
But thank you
for being such a good friend to him.
I'm here for you, too.
Thank you. I will be home in 5 months or less. I come home at the end of April. I probably won't get out of the halfway house. My attorneys are trying to help me, you know, do some other things.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get home sooner.
Well, I'm here till you get here.
Great. You remember Laura?
Yes.
Just told Bart that I've had Laura come over. She's going to be living at my home and taking care of Posh and JJ.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Well, bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Hello?
Oh, hi. He's cute. He's a cute man. He was a good friend of Ken's. And so I've got my beeps going on, and that means I have to hang up Bart.
All right.
Now, I will periodically be calling you. Don't worry about it. But I just, you know, just to keep up updated on everything.
You call me anytime. I will keep this phone charged.
Okay, and I am I'm hoping that I get to be there, but I don't know.
We're expecting it, but it's a warden decision right up until the moment I put you on a plane.
I understand. I hope to see you on Friday. If not, I'll be calling.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You bet.